cities around the world could be infected almost simultaneously. Current models suggest that the next pandemic is likely to come in three waves, with each wave sweeping across the globe in a matter of weeks and lasting as long as 3 months. So there needs to be a shift in the nature of continuity planning, away from strategies that protect infrastructure and toward those that protect employees and their ability to conduct business during a sustained crisis. When companies first began to wake up to the threat of avian flu, such strategies often revolved around trying to stockpile antiviral medication as a stopgap measure, with the expectation that in a pandemic a vaccine would soon become available. It is now clear that antivirals would be in short supply and that viral drug resistance would be likely to develop. What's more, an effective vaccine may not be available in appreciable quantities for many months after a pandemic is underway, and then shortages and distribution problems could limit use. Contingency planning by forward-looking companies, therefore, is becoming more coordinated, headed by pandemic or crisis teams that tap principal functions, including human resources, operations, security, legal counsel, and communications. This planning focuses on non-medical risk mitigation strategies to reduce infection and maintain business continuity. In doing their planning, businesses should look to the WHO's six-phase pandemic tracking model, which indicates the WHO's assessment of the threat. We are now at phase three and have been for more than 2 years. Phases one and two are interpandemic phases, where the new virus is in animals but there are no human cases. Phase 1 is a low risk of human cases. Phase 2, a higher risk of human cases. Phases 3, 4, and 5 are under pandemic alert. New virus causes human cases. Phase 3, no or very limited human-to-human transmission. Phase 4, evidence of increased human-to-human transmission. And Phase 5, evidence of significant human-to-human transmission. Phase 6 is a pandemic, efficient and sustained human-to-human transmission. We will probably see larger and more frequent outbreaks and rapid progress through phases 4 through 6 if the virus becomes more easily transmissible among humans. Phase 3 is the point at which companies should develop risk mitigation plans, testing them with tabletop scenarios and site-level drills, which need to be updated regularly. By Phase 4, the time for planning has passed, since any plans need to be implemented by then. By Phase 5, it is far too late to start planning. It is time for intensive strategy execution. Any preparedness plan must address human factors, such as employee education, hygiene, staff movement and evacuation, sick leave policies, and absenteeism. It must also focus on operational issues, managing supply chain and distribution network disruptions, for instance, and minimizing the interruption of essential services such as electricity, water, telecommunications, transportation, and security. In response to the appearance of avian flu cases in Turkey, the government actually called on law enforcement to protect some hospitals in affected areas from anxious locals who were seeking medical treatment. Such public fear is an underappreciated part of the threat, and companies should anticipate that this type of scenario may occur on a progressively larger scale in pandemic phases 4, 5, and 6. If the flu becomes a true pandemic, much of the impact on business will derive directly or indirectly from unprecedented absenteeism. Experts believe that infected people will be contagious for up to 2 days before symptoms develop, ill for 5 to 8 days in the absence of complications, and contagious for 7 days or more after symptoms go away. During the peak periods or waves of a pandemic, companies could experience absentee rates between 15% and 30% due to sickness, quarantines, travel restrictions, family care responsibilities, and fear of contagion. It is tempting to think of pandemic planning as distinct from traditional continuity planning, a one-off exercise requiring one-of-a-kind preparation and response. But because of ever-expanding global trade and the ease and speed of international travel, an avian flu pandemic is one of an emerging class of threats, including those posed by chemical, biological, or nuclear terrorism, that could cause sustained systemic disruption. Many businesses have yet to factor these non-traditional threats into their continuity plans. As they do, they will find that they are framing a broader, more resilient approach to risk management that can better protect employees, operations, and relationships, even in the face of traditional threats.